Moby Dick?
Skinny dipping?
Broadcast order ends.
All that and more on this episode of No Talky Diaries.
Talker Diaries, everybody. I'm Tetris Dork, and joining with me, as always, Rack Attack Force.
Hey.
Toon Faithful.
Howdy.
And this week we got two members from NAOCP, our sister podcast, with Don East.
Hello.
And Dragon Peace.
Hey.
And since Don, so you know this episode is going to be awesome.
I feel welcomed.
Cheddar is not here with us.
He's in
because
Texas.
He's actually in Houston.
And they don't have access in Texas.
Well, but there is the end of the universe. He's at the exact same city where, according to Lewis Black, the universe ends, which is essentially a Starbucks across the street from a Starbucks.
Oh, oh yeah, he works at Starbucks, doesn't he?
I don't think so.
Oh, I'm thinking of another person I know. Sorry.
All right.
Moving on.
We're going to talk about Outlaw Star. We're going to talk about Beck, Mongolian Chop Squad. And we're going to talk about Haruhi. And that's it.
Hmm.
So let's just start with Outlaw Star, which was episodes
16 to 19.
Yep.
Okay, and we start off with an admittedly half-interesting filler story.
It was the Moby Dick episode, right?
Yeah, Moby Dick. The crew, minus Suzuka, who's not in the episode for some reason, are hired by this old man to go to this water planet and exploration and get this crate of Dragonite. Dragonite, for those who don't know, is a valuable substance in Outlaw Star.
It's Jubilatanium, if you've seen Avatar any gazillion times.
Who would see it that many times?
Idiot.
There are people.
Called idiots.
People need to be put in a mental institution then.
No, trust me, you don't want to know. Avatars are worse than Twihard sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Go ahead, Don. Continue explaining.
The water planet, they get it. They want to do this giant creature, which I don't think it's Moby Dick. I think of other stuff like Jaws, the monster from
Loch Ness, whatever.
Deep Blue.
Around that type.
Stuff like that.
It does relate to the Moby Dick type of story.
Yeah, because
treasure hunt deal, only in space, which you can say that about a lot of shows. Anyway, there's a big battle. This big battle is the fish, and the old man does a heroic sacrifice.
And the Dragonite is proven to be worthless!
No, they got the Dragonite, it's just that by the power of plot contrivance, they have to pay it for countless repairs. And poor Ace has to wash dishes again.
Aww.
Kitty.
Aww.
Poor kitty.
Manly,
And the Doogles come back!
Yes, episode 17, the McDougals come back.
Oh, yeah.
Haley is now obsessed with Melfina. And the two evil brothers devise a plan to distract Jean and the others so Haley could try to put the moves on her, if you will.
Thinking more creepy rape guy.
Yeah, I was going to say, Haley is a... Can I say douchebag?
Yes, you're allowed to say that word.
I think he lost his mind.
Haley is a douchebag. He is, and I can't believe people support pairing her with Smelfina. I mean, the guy's a...
Love me! No!
Slap. Look at his eyes. It's like pointing in another direction. They're opposite.
He's a stalker slash pseudo rapist. The scenes of him hacking into Melfina's mainframe reminds me of rape because of Melfina's screams.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. I'm surprised they showed that on children's television.
Well, the first
respect,
most of it's kind of edited because of certain content reasons, and the last time Harry did that thing too, back in episode 12, when he did that.
But still, McDougal's Harry is a creepy rapist, and his older brother has a weapon that cancels out Gene's caster gun.
That's it.
Bum, bum, it's bum.
Yes.
And it's a staff.
Yeah, this is a big...
It was a big episode in terms of revealing the plot twist. I mean, not plot twist, but overall...
What did Axe and Shizuka come from? This came out of nowhere.
What?
Axe and Shizuka just came out of nowhere. Y'all know Peter's running that Gene contacted them. It just came out of the blue for me, really.
What?
What were you saying again? Repeat that.
I just found out real that Aisha and Shizuka just, I don't know.
Well, they were hiding, and obviously Gene knew that he was walking into a trap. Of course, in hindsight, should have thought about the foresight. They might have went after Melfina, but hey, I'm not the outlaw here.
Okay.
And there's some moments of Melfina's poor girl being all introspective-y.
They began the episode with the whole explaining what is the difference between man, cyborg, and bio-android in the cold open.
Yeah. And then we have scenes of Mel at that
Kitty
religion place. The art museum, and just being all... Yeah, and episode 18.
Yeah,
my favorite of the block for obvious reasons.
I loved it
because Fred Lowe's back and he doesn't want to marry a very strong woman
because he's gay.
Then the strong woman will crush his bones. Seriously, she won like
She won the contest 4 times. If she won it this time, then she would be first to marry her.
And Fred asks Gene to do something about it. Naturally, the plan is to get our favorite cat girl, Aisha, to the fight. But turns out the tournament discriminates for Katar because one flipped out and killed a bunch of people.
Gene dresses up as
a girl. And Aisha dresses up as a masked wrestler.
After locking the real masked wrestler in a locker.
Oh, yep. That's Aisha for you.
Yep. I really loved her in this episode.
She found a wrestler that just so happens to have a cat motif.
Yep, fits the ears perfectly. Of course, Gene lost the match against the muscle woman trying to marry Fred.
Yeah. Gene got whooped.
But it turns out that Muscle Lady was beat by another muscle-bound lady.
They gasp.
And it turns out she's evil.
They gasp.
Not just evil, but walking for the On-10-7.
They gasp.
And probably Katara Kitaro.
They gasp.
Actually, she's a werewolf. Different structure anyway. But Aisha matches also make it to the finals, and that's where we get the big final battle, and soon enough it goes from a chick fight to a
wolf
creature.
Animal fight!
Animal fight!
It's animal fight porn from Kill, Kill, Kill! Sorry, I've been watching I go to this blog where football blog where they during the off season they kind of watch animal death porn.
Yeah.
Well, it's really stuff you'd watch in
I thought I watched
from like National Geographic.
Okay. Anyway.
National Geographic.
Well, thanks to Zuka, the place caught on fire because she was fighting some of the robo drones and then seemed to cut up some fires. And Aisha marches victorious after she goes, "Where tiger?" I think that's a tiger. Or is it a lynx?
I don't know what it is. I'm just going to say it's a tiger.
A white tiger.
Yeah. The place was destroyed.
You know, I wonder what happened? I wonder if the girl dressed up as Firecat. The girl that the girl that Aisha stole the Firecat costume was burnt in there.
Probably.
Yeah, I was just thinking that a couple times after watching, like, wait a minute, what about the real Firecat? Did she get burned?
Yeah.
Uh oh.
It's a blood.
I should be laughing, but it's just
oh good one.
It's just so good. I just realized that.
Oh.
I just actually
but died. It turns out that whatever happened, they're now good with Fred and have enough money to go into space to find the Galactic Ley Line!
The story that started out as Phil is actually progressing the plot! That's actually pretty clever!
Yes. Hmm. And then we go straight into, hey, let's have a spinoff!
Yeah, this episode involves our heroes running into a freelance law enforcement organization known as Angel Lakes. Kind of the Torchwood style spinoff where they just introduced it as Shin.
They introduced two of the characters. The main character of Angel Lakes wasn't in there.
Yeah, oh, that's great. Sell a spinoff and forget to include the main character. Oh, wait, that's just like Torchwood. The main character of that show didn't appear in the proposal spinoff, too.
Well, but the main character, two main characters of Torchwood were Captain Jack and, crap, I forgot her name.
Gwen,
yeah. But Captain Jack is half as essential to Torchwood as Gwen is.
Yeah. Of course, since Gwen's RTD's writer's pet, but I digress. Anyway, we just get to see about this organization and this is a spinoff, by the way, and I haven't seen it, so I can't comment on the quality of it.
Dear Vibe.
All I know is that only Fled Roll was the only Outlaw Star character to appear on it. Which is kind of like, if there any more characters from Outlaw Star appeared, I would have probably watched that episode and might have been the saying that could make you watch that, but I don't know. I heard there's apparently more things with the same universe that
only 13 episodes and
the tour
but still let's resume discussing the episode of Outlaw Star in which Outlaw Star encountered Angel Lynx
and did mention one of the people involved is a human dinosaur.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the joke?
Wait, what happened?
Well, this episode's kind of not interesting. Or we're not interesting.
This episode of Otaku Diaries or that episode of Outlaw Star?
Both?
It just screams, spin off. Someone please pick this up. And that's where the problem with these and again, you can say that about spin-offs episodes for anyone. That's just more than a cheap backdoor pilot. Like the last two episodes of Green Acres.
Yay!
Which spun off?
Oh, which by the way did not pick up any spin-offs, so any lack of hello?
What?
Okay.
What?
Right here.
What?
Okay.
We need to edit that out.
What?
That little awkward.
No more what? No more what?
How long we get the reallys? Come on, let's do the reallys now.
Okay. Let me resume. Outlaw Star Dispatch of episodes, they were really good this time. They were good.
See, this is when the story picks up. See, this is when the story gets really good, and the next block of episodes are pretty good, too.
Okay. I agree.
Any other thoughts about this week's episode? The Rack Attack?
Other than the Moby Dick episode, I thought this week's Outlaw Star was pretty good. But I also liked Aisha's episode. That was pretty fun.
It did pick up in quality.
Yeah.
It has some of those faults. The spinoff episode, one of them, pretty much being the big one. But I did enjoy the McDougal episode and the cat fight up and the fight with Aisha and the werewolf woman.
Yeah.
Oh no, I say this is a pretty good one, and this is why I love the show.
It kind of gets me into reasons why we frowned upon to when we did. Because Juju had an interesting concept. It just meandered. If, you know, Outlaw Star didn't meander.
It, at least it's not like Trigun where it just goes all pretentious-y.
Huh?
Ooh, snap!
Yeah, also, I just want to have fun. It doesn't want to get... It's not straight serious like Bebop. It's not pretentious like... progressively pretentious like Bebop. It's just there to have fun.
Dragon Piece, have you seen Outlaw Star, or...?
No, sadly not.
Okay.
Which is why I didn't participate in the discussion.
No problem. And Tim Faithful, what do you think?
You know, I thought the Moby Dick episode was really good. I enjoyed it. I mean, it was just so exciting. And the sacrifice at the end was perfect. It matched the story of the original Moby Dick.
Okay. I can see that point. It does. Although yeah, it lacks less of a... yeah, it does. So, with that, let's just transition over to Beck.
Oh, now you want to talk about meandering.
Don, I respect you, but I don't want you to describe the story yet. Let us try to figure out what... try to explain it. Okay, Beck... Okay, I'm trying to remember, Ellie. I did enjoy it, though. Okay, it's because... Alright, Kyuki accidentally destroyed the guitar.
Which gets... Yusuke pissed.
Because we will learn later on, in this block... thought it was a valued guitar! But as it turns out, Kyuke is still seeing Maho.
Wait, what?
Kyuke is still seeing Maho. Ryusuke's sister.
Oh yeah, that.
And he's now getting help from Saito-san, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swimmer. And learning how to play guitar. And well, it turns out he also has a bird.
Above that yells asshole.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, and Jackie doesn't say school, but we all know what it's really saying.
Yeah.
You know, this thing one forced me to get a Hulu account if they didn't cuss so dang much.
Oh yeah, because it's TVMA. Technically, you could have logged on to Funimation Video and just do the whole age gate bullcrap.
I'd rather use Hulu.
Well, I don't trust Funimation. Using Hulu and that.
Oh, I was supposed to use Funimation. Because I'm only 16.
Why don't you trust Funimation?
Funny Video is only just Hulu and that. So you could just, you know, click on the year and just scroll all the way down.
Oh, now you tell me.
Self 100.
Yes, now we tell you.
While we're doing the podcast, we tell you.
Yes.
Yes.
I thought you knew
that.
This is a very strange episode.
I don't ever use Funimation.
Tell me about it.
That's how they worked on all Hulu embeds, even ANN.
Which is very strange. But I'm not complaining since I'm able to watch.
Oh, well, at least I can watch. Oh, at least I can watch other stuff with this account now.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Yeah.
The thing I liked about this episode was when Maho and Gyoki guinea that after they performed a song together with the Saito-san's band.
Strange
but romantic. The song was.
I know. I probably wanted to yell, "Tell a story."
I think it is. It's just taking its sweet, sweet time. And I don't know. I'm kind of enjoying it. It is slice of life good.
Hey, more.
Oh, there's also the fact. That's
my favorite genre of anime.
Anything, really. I might just be going outside for a walk.
You know, it's not all sci-fi and stuff, and it can show you like how a medium of, you know, comics and animation can reflect everyday life instead of being, you know, the fantasy.
I like slice of life.
I think it's just that back bored you. Right?
Yeah. Pretty much that. I think it's because there's no actual music aside from the. And I know it's trying to be realistic, but you need to keep the audience. Music, like I say many times, amplifies the scene.
I don't know, there is actual music.
Rock music, and I appreciate that. It's good. Even the visuals in the opening are boring. It's just people just, most of the time, just standing around in exterior shots of not Las Vegas.
I thought it was more or less a Christian rock album, but I remember that you had to have a ocean background. Yes. And
I feel
then,
guilty of being the only one who laughed at that joke.
I didn't hear what I was saying.
It was South Park, Big Plus One.
I like the guitar teacher.
What, Saito-san, or...
The middle-aged fat guy.
Yeah, Saito.
I liked him, too.
Saito.
He's a good character. Too bad he leaves after, like, around episode 6 or 7.
Oh, that's...
Because he,
went to...
Southeast Asia.
Yeah, he stole the
tickets. So it could be pervy!
No, he stole the tickets by being a badass. A douche.
I mean, fair, that contest was fixed.
Mm-hmm.
True.
No, it's more of a moral vengeance.
Yeah, they deserve those tickets.
And, it turns out that Kyoke did destroy the guitar as revealed in 7. Maho reveals the real guitar. Because, reveals Prudence, a guitar that Ryusuke thought he lent it to Kyohei.
Huh.
What was the deal with the choir? That choir plot contest plot in the...
It was pointless.
That was pointless.
It was pointless.
I mean, yeah, like, I thought they were actually going to go somewhere, so then suddenly...
No, just hot teacher.
Yeah, that was pointless.
Blah, 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 done.
I think it was made to introduce, like, the bullies. That other guitarist who's...
Oh, yeah,
to be
true. That's kind of the only reason why
I'm just calling him douchebag.
I don't see him. What's his name?
Also, the douchebag and his friend, the bully.
How's your day doing?
Douchebag
the
and muscle. Bully.
Douchebag.
Sounds like a bad sitcom. Douchebag and bully.
Hey, now I
expect it to be on Disney in like a few...
CBS.
CBS. That would place 2.5 Men. Douchebag.
Yeah.
No, I thought it would be on Spike.
They're winning.
No, that's going to be the new Spike show that they're going to shut down your firms. That seems more like Spike.
I thought a new Smash would be ow, my nuts.
John Cryer is.
Well, we already got Brondo.
Okay, let's get back on top.
Great big Yoxi. And
Electrify!
It!
Okay,
I'll resolve it.
Silence, yeah.
But how did we all enjoy these episodes? Don,
I'm,
you said it.
Really sounds like this show.
I think I'll watch the sub version out of by both faults and the fact that I kind of like the voice acting of that better.
The subs? Yeah.
I only watch episode 4 in dub. Oh, what the hell's up with that one classmate? The one guy that looks old.
Oh, that guy. He's supposed to be use case. Not use case. It's...
Spirit Wolf?
That's right.
What's wrong with his face?
I don't know what's wrong with his face. He looks like an old man. Looks like a...
Yeah,
a midget Ronald Reagan.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I used to fucking...
Dude, I'm ruining the quality of this podcast now. Now, let's do our own laughter chat.
Oh my god.
Think about this.
You lost your jersey now.
What do you thought about it, Toon?
You know, I thought it was great. I was really fascinated by the first episode where he broke the guitar. I mean, come on now. You gotta be more responsible with your belongings.
Oh yeah, the fact that it
awesome.
The wind.
Well, he wasn't supposed to know that.
He fell on an episode, by the way.
I have to get his hotel with his guitar.
And the dubs, yeah, the dubs.
And again, I have fallen prey to a mistake of almost that magnitude once with my own guitar.
I know that feeling.
I watched these on the Funimation on the man, so I always had volume problems. But other than that, I enjoyed these episodes a lot. And since I went here last week, I gotta tell you the truth. I love the opening theme song in this show.
Did you see the music video?
Music video?
Yeah.
Oh god, no.
Okay, well, now I'm gonna watch it again. I probably will.
What are you talking about? No.
The music video for the opening song, Hit in the USA.
That's an awkward thing.
So Dragon Peace, what do you continue on? You did like it?
It's definitely interesting. It didn't get me to, like, go crazy about it. You know, like, love it like One Piece. But, you know, it's alright.
And did you see it dubbed or subbed?
I saw it dubbed, and that was the only thing I could see.
Okay.
The dub sounded bad, though. I mean...
Yeah, didn't he have a raspy voice?
There was one character I just really didn't like. I forgot his name, though. He's the tall dude, like, we kept saying, like, cuss words and stuff in the first episode.
Oh.
Ryusuke, or...
Yeah.
No.
I think it's Ryusuke. I don't know. It may be.
What's his name?
The blonde white guy that was supposed to be...
No, not that guy. The guy who was, like, the guy who had that girl all over him and stuff. I think it's for Yusuke.
Yeah.
Let me see for a second. Doesn't really matter that much, but... Wait.
Was he a recurring character?
Yeah. It's for Yusuke.
Okay.
He's the one with the dog, right?
Yeah, he's the one with the dog.
Yeah,
what the hell's up with the dog anyway?
It's never explained. It will not be explained. Sorry.
What is the story about that?
I know. I said it to you last week. I want to show you about that, but nope, you don't do it.
You're looking at passion.
Wait, is it in the manga? I don't know.
I never read it.
It's explained in the manga. In any case, I want to know what's up with that dog.
Because
they do throw it, Tim Burton's going to sue somebody.
I knew it.
Or Mary Shelley will come back from the dead.
That dog looks like he got patched up by Edward Scissorhands.
No, I'm saying Frankenweenie.
Frankenweenie.
That was a good movie.
Frankenweenie. It was a short film Burton made.
Oh, he's going. Oh, I heard that he's going to make a full film of that soon.
I thought it was a hot dog type
of thing. Full film of that soon. Can't wait for that.
Yeah.
That looks freaking weird.
And now we come across to... Want to get started on Party?
Alright, let's. So on this... So...
We now go to, It's, we begin with Live Alive, in which the student festival that was mentioned in some of the episodes that we have already seen.
Yeah. Hi, for mangled up continuity.
Is this the one with the computer club, or...?
No, it's the one where,
It's the school festival where Haruhi walks out.
Alright.
Yeah. Essentially, the SOS Brigade was divided up, and some of them went there, you know... Nagato and,
Let's tell him Fugits, which, knowing Naruto, they'll end up being true.
Yeah.
Mikuru was at a cafe with that green-haired girl.
Tetsuya.
Tetsuya, yeah.
He's apparently known to fandom for saying this one line, which he never says again.
The Aron?
Yes.
And it also created an entire line of shorts.
Yes. Oh, because that one line just says once in the entirety of the series, both in the anime and the manga. It's just weird.
They intentionally chibi-fied her, made her look different from all the rest of the cast.
Haruhi-chan, some more fun.
I thought you guys were talking about Naruto-chan or whatever.
I am. Naruto-chan.
Alright, okay.
Both of those are on Crunchyroll, so...
Yay.
Oh. And let's see, I forgot his name. Kazumi was doing with the Crimson Guild and Sword.
Yeah, he was doing the normal play.
Yeah.
I mean, a day.
Play in Keon.
He's just having a day.
He was just walking around, checking everything out.
He's just enjoying himself.
Because his class said, you know what? We're doing nothing.
So, it's good.
So, Haruhi gave an excuse to dress up in a bunny outfit again.
Hawaii for fans office.
Yay.
Then comes across to the Keon decides to go into the auditorium for a because they were going to do a the Wind Club is doing their thing, and then it transitions over to the Rock or the Light Music Club or Pop Music Clubs. Battle
but
of the Band.
The actual scene was sick, so for some reason they got Haruhi.
And the guitarist.
I think that was a bad idea since he's a great singer, but what gave him the idea to go to Haruhi?
Because Haruhi is a jack of all trades.
Oh, yeah, true.
And?
But she's really insane. Then I guess she is a jack of all trades.
And also the guitarist of the Rock Club's main band
got injured.
Yeah, so they hired Haruhi recruited
Yuki.
And it turns out, after like she just writes the sheet, like, yeah, I can do it. And then performed her voodoo magic and played the guitar really, really well.
I wish I could do that.
Okay. Quick confession, who watched it dubbed and who watched it subbed?
Dubbed.
Subbed.
Subbed. Dubbed. I watched the dubs. And that's wrong.
I know the song was a song for re-recorded in the Live Alive episode for the dub.
Yeah, they recorded it. Wendy Lee is a terrible singer. I'm just showing this out. Yeah.
And Wendy Lee was the voice of Haruhi. And the voice of Haruhi in Japanese is Aya Hirano.
It was a great singer, and sings both the opening and the closing themes.
And also became famous because of this.
Yeah.
Breakout role, and she was also a Konata. Am I right? Lucky Star?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't watch Lucky Star that much. It doesn't really interest me.
She wasn't Lucky Star.
The tone just depends so much on culture in Lucky Star, so a lot of the jokes just fly over my head.
Yeah.
Which kind of problem with some shows like this? It's very cultural based and
I'd say we go with the Japanese for the song.
Yeah, Japanese spell for
I like the song. The song. It was really good. I think this was my favorite episode of the batch. RD episodes. Because it was an enjoyable, like, slice of life episode and revealed, you know, Haruhi kind of felt a little bit guilty of taking, like, all the credit or a little bit, I think.
Yeah, I like this.
To me,
it shows how Haruhi has progressed as a character.
Yeah.
To me, these episodes are just a bit boring. I like it better when Haruhi's, like, you know, super hyper, ready to just go out and do stuff. And
yeah. Like,
but,
well, yeah, I don't know, I just like to
see that she's actually kind of progressing as
a human being and not this.
Yeah.
That she's not going to say this psychopath for the entire series.
Yeah.
But that's what we like about her, though.
No. I'm a fan of character development. I like this. It shows how he, like I said, has progressed. That compare this to how she was at the start of the series, and
well, she was actually assaulting everybody in sight. Well, Miku.
Yeah. Speaking of the start, the last two episodes of season one were Melancholy parts 5 and 6, thus ending the first, you know, main story arc.
And from here on out, everything is in chronological order, kind of, sort of.
We'll explain after we explain Melancholy. Parts 5 and 6.
Yeah.
And as it turns out, you know, Haruhi's still kind of obsessed over the former student body president who's now transferred to Canada, even though in reality she died.
Yeah.
Because she's evil.
Yes.
Damn shame.
And it turns out Haruhi is kind of being an having emotional problems.
Yay,
yay, because Kazumi explained it, decided to show Keon that he is truly an Asper.
And he shows what happens when Haruhi gets depressed, which is not good.
Shit gets real. She creates these enclosed spaces and creates these demonic monsters that...
And then those spaces become too big, then the universe kind of goes chewy.
And Itsuki reveals that something big is on, like, this big moment's gonna happen.
Which happens in the next episode.
And what? Like, somehow they get trapped in the... Because Haruhi is still uber depressed, she ends up trapping herself and Keon inside a dream world, which turns out to be
the new universe or something. Because the old universe again, right back.
Yes,
totally.
And it's their school.
One girl gets depressed and she hits the reset button.
Yep.
And it turns
so
out it
there's
has
only
to be
one
Keon
thing that Keon can do now, and that. Is to use Future Miku's advice and think of Snow White. What happened in Snow
and
White?
Snow White and Sleeping Beauty.
Snow White.
Although Miku suggested Snow White.
At least in the English version, she did. I don't know.
And Adult Mikuru suggested Snow White.
Yeah.
And the,
Miku suggested
Sleeping
Beauty.
But
well,
it turns out, in order
the same
for
idea.
In order for Haruhi to get the don't hit the reset button, she has to find out why she could continue living on in, you know, in our world. You know, to make the mundane seem interesting.
Yes.
Turns out the only way for Keon to do that is for him to say, I have a pigtail fetish.
Which is something him saying, I love you. Because that's kind of close thing you got to get Keon to say that.
Yeah. I did save the world, or created a new one.
It's no free explain. Ever. So don't bother trying to figure that out.
Who knows? But it is season one. And then begins what some people call season two, what Dragon Peace calls 2009 TV revival.
I just call it season two because I'm an American and I go by the TV.
Well, Bandai stupid, okay? They are really in trouble right now. So it's pretty obvious.
Makes sense about season two, since they're not going to release it all of it again.
Because you are American, you like. Because you're American, you like Kanye West? No. Because you're American, you're supposed to like Justin Bieber? No. So I don't really think that's,
No, it's how, because we're simplifying things.
Yes!
And season 2 sounds better than 2009 TV revival.
It's
easier to say, and let's face it, it's new material of the same show. It's season 2!
Exactly.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
I need two calls.
Dragon Peace
all
is defense.
Of that, of those villains on a.
It's not like Doctor Who where the show took like an 18-year hiatus. And
oh, God. Oh, God.
Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. In Dragon Peace's defense, season in 2009, TV Tokyo decided to re-air Haruhi in chronological order. However, inserted in chronological order were the new episodes.
Which is awkward.
But this is Haruhi.
True. Yeah, when is it not awkward?
So the first new episode was Bamboo,
Rhapsody, I think.
Yeah.
And I want to just point out that I did not watch this.
I had to skip on this quote because I can't get
into watching
the time
I started
I have a feeling this.
I don't
every
I'm
5
not,
seconds I have to
I hate watching subs distract
my
me from what's up above so he has a 90% of the screen and I could do and that means if I have to watch a sub I have to sit squarely not do anything else
and pay attention.
Hey.
Yes
yeah.
But hey sometimes paying attention counts. And, okay, so since I know Don didn't watch it, I know you watched it, Dragon Peace. I know I watched it.
I have
Faithful,
to
watch?
I watched it a few years ago, so.
No, but I know what it's about, I bet. I know what happened in it.
Oh, I know what happened, too.
Isn't this the time-traveling episode?
They all live happily ever after.
It's during, like, the Tanabon Festival.
Ah, yes, the Tanabon Festival. I know what that is.
Yay.
Turns out they all made their wishes, and now Mikuru decides to, take, because of an order, take Keon back in time.
Yeah, so, I can't find that a Tanabata-scene episode involves a character whose dub actress is Stephanie Shea.
I know that is that myself.
Let me explain. Stephanie Shea voices Oihime. She's named that. Who was named after the character from the Tanabata Festival.
Oh.
Oihime, Weaving Princess.
Oh, die. It might be a dub for me since I don't really study Japanese culture in my school.
Unless you have a deep...
Talking about that earthquake.
What did you say?
Wait, what? Like, did you make an earthquake joke?
Don't do a bad
sorry.
Joke.
I'll just talk about Japanese. Just keep reminding you about my Japanese girlfriend.
Stop making that joke! It wasn't funny the first time, and it won't be funny the other 50 times you say
it. We're going to edit this. Thank God.
No, we are not. This is under...
Yes.
This... We're going to end, 50 minutes anyway, and... This is going to be on the side. I'm going to keep this. It's funny. I'm going to keep
it. At least let me tell my story, okay?
The banter is funny. The banter is funny.
My Japanese girlfriend recently broke up with me, but it's all right, though. I mean, I can find other Japanese girls in the sea.
Enough with you and your Japanese girlfriend. We do not.
And insane! Let's resume talking about Haruhi. And the fact
that... Are you saying bye before we were rudely interrupted?
I'm sorry, that was a rude...
Sorry. My fault.
You and your Japanese girlfriend.
Okay, it's... To continue on, So, Mikuru takes Tion back to 3 years ago. And it turns out she was commanded, a little bit commanded by the adult Mikaru, who put younger Mikaru to sleep. And explained...
This is a fun, hell of a stable plot. Stable time.
And ordered Tion to help Haruhi.
Little Haruhi.
3 years ago.
Who's a douche. Him also and the vet. Little Haruhi.
And it turns out that Haruhi wanted to make, like, this big, giant message for the,
Which he heard, which he first heard about in, I think, episode 2, broadcast otherwise.
Yeah.
But, and after Tion broke his back to do it, and actually got Haruhi to go school.
What?
You're breaking up. You're breaking up.
Okay, we can just continue.
Gotta get Verizon, dude. Gotta get Verizon.
And then we just say, stop saying what? Donnie's. Yeah.
No, we're not doing that again.
Alright, it's because Haruhi, because Kion suggested North High, and, you know, it kind of may have influenced Haruhi, who didn't know who he was, except he was a North High student. And probably got her to consider going to North High.
So,
and then
Wibbly Wobbly asks, "Hey, do I know you from somewhere?" In the second episode, since, well, he looks like John Smith, which is the Priscillium that Kion used in the past when talking to Little Haruhi.
Oh, and also John Smith is the preferred alias of the Doctor.
Hey,
I want to see. Who Haruhi crossover? That would be so cool. I could write that. If they're not gonna make one.
I'm pretty sure the kids are actually a Doctor Who fan.
Oh yeah, that turns out who enjoyed the reason on how they got back to the Tion and Mikaru returned to the present.
That's all I was gonna say.
Where they
I am gonna think about how old they really are now. What like I don't know.
Mikaru from 3 years ago. Mikaru from 3 years ago. I mean, Yuki from 3 years ago decided to trap him in a room and suspend that room in time.
So every time that Kion went over to Yuki's house, does he a past version, a future version of him? I don't know anymore. Trapped in a closet.
Who knows? It was entertaining, at least. And it's probably best if you just not thought about it.
I kind of wish that Kion once decided to open the closet when he was at Yuki's house.
Yeah.
That would have been hilarious.
So, anyone have any thoughts about these episodes? Else have any thoughts about these episodes?
Oh, they were good.
They were good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoy them.
I always enjoy Haruhi.
Wait.
Like, did you see him?
Wait, we're not even done talking about Haruhi. Don't you have to
talk
about? Wait, what else is there to talk
next
about?
Week.
Our best and worst of the week.
Hey, we'll talk about that next week.
Okay, we'll get to next week because Toon Faithful has WrestleMania. I have dinner. So, best and worst of the weeks. Ready?
I have a life.
Let's just get mine out of the way.
Go, Toon.
Alright, I have to go with Outlaw Star Episode 16. I like the Moby Dick story, and worst of the week has to go to Haruhi episode 13. It's a weird transition for me. I didn't like it.
From Live Alive to Back to Melancholy.
Okay, too fast, too unfaithful. Be slower.
So it was because of the exposition.
Probably for him.
It was a bit slow. I had to skip around at some point. Like, oh God, stop talking already. I want to see progression.
Yeah. Okay, Donnie's best and worst?
Best, Outlaw Star episode 18. Worst, I'm gonna say... I wanna say Back episode 4.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's really rather slow.
I would say that's my worst. A little bit, Dragon's Teeth, best and worst?
My worst would have to be anything Outlaw Star related.
You didn't see it yet.
Just don't enjoy the series in general. Okay. What I saw of it, I didn't like.
You just made an MP for life.
Okay. Okay.
This show is the Outlawstar Haters Club.
Yep. Woo. Oh, Outlawstar.
I'm campaigning for your suspension of
what?
Of the scratch pad what? The most, since I'm really sick and tired of that stupid joke. You have clearly I'm the only one with any actual good taste in fiction.
What did you just say?
Oh, that'd be fine words.
Okay, maybe. Please understand.
You know what? You know what?
I'm taking the Outlaw Star Haters Club as our running gag, along with the fact that we're now known as the Outlaw Star and Air Haters Society.
You know what? You are. I'm Sparta.
Oh my god.
Okay. You know okay.
Found the Haters Star. Also, as a decent.
What was your best episode, Dragon Peace?
My best episode would be anything from Haruhi, but I'm going to have to go with season 2 because there was just such a huge upgrade there, episode 1.
Any specific episode?
Yeah,
Bamboo Leaf Rhapsody.
Okay. Rack Attack, best and worst.
Best
and
worst sucks.
The episode 5, I'm going to go in Chop Swallow, which is called Beck. Beck, I just really got that episode, and the skinny dipping scene kind of made it for me. I just loved the atmosphere of that scene. Worst of the week was episode 16 of Outlaw Star, Demon of the Water Planet. I just thought it wasn't really bad, but it just seemed kind of mad compared to that.
Bella E, I agree.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm better Outlaw Star hater.
But the fight scenes were good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. My best worst. Best would be, Haruhi episode 12 Broadcast Order, Live Alive. I really enjoyed the music. I enjoyed the slice of life moments. It was very entertaining. Worst of the week, I will just say Beck episode 4. And it just felt slow.
I mean, there was that one scene where the two girls are just at the swimming pool just talking like, oh my god, what the hell does this have to do with anything? Do something!
Okay. And with that, we end this episode. I thank you, Dragon Peace. I thank you, Don East. They will be back next week for more Outlaw Star and Haruhi talk.
Yeah, enjoy the end with maybe. 8, loser.
That's actually amazing.
Oh, come on, come on.
Let's see what sketch
don't be like that.
You
don't
can't handle that. A joke.
I'm going to WrestleMania.
Okay, so we leave you with.
Oh, I can handle a joke.
An ending message.
Can I say a message?
Nice ending message.
Yes, Dragon Peace.
I just have to say, Outlaw Crater, Outlaw Star sucks. Johnny sucks.
Listen to the air conversation on not another old cartoon podcast. It may come back.
It will not be.
Well, at least you saw our episode on time, so there.
Can I have my ending words?
Yes.
Alright, Reg Attack, your message.
I have no message other than
listen to Nautica Dark.
I got a message.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Don't eat the nachos.
What you gonna do when Haruhi slaps you right in the face? Sorry.
Yeah, bye guys.
Later. Bye everyone.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.